645 1320 WILS. Great news here in Lansing. Apple Vacations announcing that it's going to add Jamaica to its lineup of direct flights coming out of the Capital Region International Airport. Nicole Nall-Williams with us, Director of Market Development at the airport, and she joins us here now. Nicole, great to have you on WILS.
Oh, thanks again, Mike. Appreciate being on the show.
Yeah, so that it's Jamaica now. Where else can you fly with Apple Vacations out of Lansing?
Cancun and Punta Cana are also on the list. So Apple Vacations announced their service. Again, this is seasonal service. It runs from the end of December, so December 23rd, and it will go through spring break, so through the first week of April. So
that sounds great.
For holiday travel or spring break, all of it's there and available.
Have you ever yourself taken one of these Apple Vacations flights?
I've taken one every year except for this year due to other challenges in my schedules. It's fantastic service Apple Vacations provides, but the Cancun service is three times a week.
Wow.
Punta Cana is twice a week, and Jamaica is once a week. So you've got a lot of opportunities to take a three-night stay, four-night stays, five-night stays, of course, your week-long trip for your families. But Apple Vacations, if you're not familiar and have never used a vacation program like this, it is you pay one package price, and it includes your air, your transfers, your hotel, your resort hotel, your food and your drinks, and everything's included.
And so how much does that, let's say if you want to go to Jamaica for 3 days, what would that cost?
Well, Jamaica is a week trip because it's only available Monday to Monday, so Monday departures, and you've got ranges. It depends on the type of resort you want to stay at. But for a week stay in Jamaica, you'll see deals in there for less than $1,000 per person.
Jeez, for a week, for $1,000, and that's food and drinks too, right?
Yeah, and of course, you've got to look at the different types of properties you're going to stay at. A higher-end property, you're going to be looking at more like $1,600, $1,700, $1,800 per person. If you're looking at a lower-cost property, and for less stays, night stays, like in Cancun, you're down to, you know, you can find rates at anywhere from $700, $800, $900.
Is that a quick flight?
And they're running a special.
Is that a quick flight to get down there?
Well, to Cancun, it's just over 3 hours, and of course, it's nonstop from Lansing. You load up right here in the Lansing airport. You arrive 3 hours and 20 minutes, and you are in Cancun. You clear customs, and you have your transfers that pick you up right at the airport. And Jamaica's and Punta Cana is a little bit longer. One's about 4 hours, the other one's about 3.5 hours. So,
okay. Are you planning on going to the Jamaica trip yourself?
I would love to make that work for this year. It just kind of depends. Me personally, there's a lot of things in play with family and some other trips. So hopefully we can make Jamaica work. I used it year two. And we're on our ninth year of international service out of the Lansing Airport.
And you have to be there for a week, though. You can't. You literally. Yeah, that sounds tough to spend a week in Jamaica.
Well, it would be rough. I'm up for the challenge, though, and I think many folks within the community and region are. You know, when you look at your family vacations, the idea that you don't have to go worry about getting a rental car, you don't have to worry about pulling out your credit card or bringing out cash every time you need to have a meal or something. It's a great service, and they're running a special right now too. So if you book or put a deposit down on your trip with a travel agency or with Apple Vacations, you can contact Flylines and Concierge at the airport. There's $100 off per person if you book it before June 22nd.
Okay.
And it's for travel from December 23rd through the end of January.
So you got to think ahead, save some money, and have something to look forward to, you know, in the middle of winter.
No, and that's just a nice thing. If you know, you can work with a travel agency, and you can make a deposit today.
Yeah.
And then each month you can make a payment. So it's not as if you're going to have to turn around and put down, you know, $1,000 or $1,500 or whatever type of property you decide to stay at.
And then you basically can leave the wallet at home, it sounds like, just about. Nicole Nall-Williams, Director of Market Development at the Capital Region International Airport. You just heard the news. Apple Vacations now introducing Jamaica flights right out of Lansing. Nicole, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mike.